Quick rundown, 4 stories, 1 short show. Grease, how a singable soundtrack turned a summer movie into a multimedia fixture. Friday the 13th, Part 2, a 1986 network broadcast full of commercials and nostalgia, and why fans love the grounded sequel. Logan's Run, a spotlight on an underrated sci-fi cult favorite that deserves revisiting. January anniversaries, from Nauru's independence to Space Chimps and the Pemex explosion. Small history bites for the day, deep dives coming up.
All right, let's roll into the first story, Grease. We'll talk origins, the soundtrack effect, and how the movie migrated across media to become more than a hit picture.
Grease started life as a stage musical, but the Retroist episode frames the movie as a late 1970s studio picture that lucked into perfect timing. The key point, the soundtrack wasn't just ancillary, it was an engine. People saw the film, bought the record, learned the songs, and then went back to the theater. That cyclical push kept it alive well beyond a single summer.
The host shares a personal memory, learning Greased Lightning as a kid and how a song you can sing along to anchors emotional memory. There's also a note about adult themes only making sense later in life, which is a fun thing to revisit when nostalgia softens your first impressions.
Production-wise, the episode traces casting, development, and how the studio repeatedly leveraged the property, theatrical re-releases, early VHS moves, and TV airings. Each platform reinforced the other. That's why Grease became a cultural fixture. Records fed theaters, tapes fed TV viewers, and repeat exposure made it part of the cultural soundtrack.
The Retroist episode also mentions Patreon extras, archival clips, and production notes. It's episode 358 overall, episode 7 of season 18, and closes with friendly listener asks, subscribe to the newsletter, rate the show, or support on Patreon if you want more behind-the-scenes audio and bonus content.
Next up, Purple Stuff Podcast's fresh episode about a 1986 WFLD network broadcast of Friday the 13th, Part 2. This one leans into the experience of watching a slasher on network TV, edits, commercial breaks, and era-specific bumpers that frame the movie differently than a midnight theater screening.
Hosts argue Part 2 is their favorite in the franchise because it feels more grounded even while keeping the horror. What's interesting is how the broadcast itself becomes a piece of nostalgia. Pizza Hut sidebars, station bumpers, and the pacing changes from cuts for time and content. That shapes how a whole generation remembers the film.
They've packaged the episode for Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more, and they promote Patreon access to a monthly bonus show plus a huge backlog of roughly 90 bonus episodes. A donated clip from the Nostalgia Society of the broadcast's intro and commercials adds flavor. Listeners can see and hear exactly how TV framed the movie back in 86.
Listeners are encouraged to weigh in on small details, like Jason's long, stringy hair in Part 2, or retro handheld game references in the commercials. It's that kind of micro-nostalgia that keeps these shows engaging for fans.
Third story, Logan's Run, a Retroist spotlight. The episode notes the film did well theatrically and over time built a solid cult following, but contemporary viewership has slipped. The host wants to shine a light so modern audiences will revisit it.
Logan's Run is emblematic of a kind of sci-fi that's both product of its era and still interesting. Slick production design, cultural anxieties about youth and control, and ideas that reward a revisit. The Retroist format, storytelling, obscure tidbits, and a heartfelt push to reconnect listeners with forgotten pop culture suits films like Logan's Run perfectly.
If you haven't seen it in a while, the episode's pitch is simple. Give it another watch with fresh eyes. You might be surprised by how much of the film's design and themes still resonate, or at least make for a great nostalgic trip.
All right, quick stop for today's mini history roll call. Notable January 31st anniversaries and events. We'll hit the highlights fast.
January 31st notes, Nauru's Independence Day in 1968. Ham the Chimp became the first hominid launched into space in 1961. Doug Williams broke the Super Bowl quarterback color barrier in 1988. Deeper, older history includes the 1578 Battle of Gembloo in the 80 Years' War, and the founding of London's Lock Hospital in 1747.
And a sobering modern entry, the 2013 gas explosion beneath the Pemex Executive Tower in Mexico City, which killed dozens and injured many. It's a reminder that a single date can hold a wide range of human stories. Triumph, innovation, and tragedy.
We've also got a couple of odd, small items that came through the feed. Repeated language menus, and a long Google cookie/privacy notice. Not newsy in the conventional sense, but worth a quick mention. The internet's administrative baggage shows up even in retro content archives.
Before we go, quick calls to action. If you like today's roundup and want the full-length conversations, subscribe to the daily podcast feed. If you want bonus episodes or archival deep dives, check Patreon for both the Retroist and Purple Stuff creators. Leave ratings, share the show, and tell us what we should spotlight next. Grease sequels? Jason's hair? Logan's Run extras?
Thanks for spending these 10 or so minutes with us. We'll be back with more short takes and longer deep dives. Until then, play that soundtrack, cue up a retro broadcast, and maybe revisit an old favorite tonight.
Good weekend wishes from us. And if you've got a memory connected to any of today's stories, drop us a note. We love listener mail. Bye for now.